Listener-supported WSLR 96.5 LPFM in Sarasota and WBPV 100.1 LPFM in Bradenton. And if you haven't done so already, be sure to set your dials for radio worth listening to. Good morning, Sarasota, Bradenton, and to everyone tuning in. I'd like to welcome you to The Interview, and that's the I-N-N-E-R view, a show where we explore transformation and well-being from the inside out. The intention for this program is to inspire, inform, and awaken your mind, body, and spirit. We feature interviews with outstanding local practitioners, as well as nationally and internationally known experts in the fields of health, wellness, spiritual growth, and transformation, who are also working to raise our consciousness and awaken your hearts. And I am your host, Darlene Coleman. Support for WSLR comes from the Sarasota Film Festival. It's in its 18th year of celebrating the art and craft of filmmaking. The festival features 10 days of events from April 1st through the 10th. In addition to hundreds of film selections, there are discussion panels, parties, and plenty of family-friendly options. So find yourself in film at the Sarasota Film Festival. Tickets to all events are available online at sarasotafilmfestival.com, or you can call 941-366-6200. And my guest here today on The Interview is Dr. Cynthia Higgins. And Dr. Higgins is a traditionally trained psychiatrist with 12 years' experience. She received her medical doctorate from the University of South Florida, as well as specialty training in adult and child adolescent psychiatry, following an internship at Duke University, and an undergraduate major in molecular biology from Princeton University. Wow, that's quite the bio there. However, to make it even more interesting, back in 2004, she had an opportunity where she met a healer who practices a technique called integrative energy therapy. And she became a master level instructor in this technique. And today she'll be sharing with us what it is and how it works. But first, I want to just take a moment and read a little bit from her personal bio, because it's really a wonderful statement. Dr. Higgins writes, "Our greatest potential lies not only in our accomplishments, but in the magnificence of our authentic selves. There is no state of wellness that is not impacted by our connection to this innermost source. In my years of experience as a psychiatrist and intuitive counselor, it has been my observation that our most difficult challenges then occur when we have lost this sense of true north. In reality, every person has access, whether actualized or dormant, to the personal power that serves as our unfailing navigation towards our heart's desires. Each of us struggles with the very nature of that which makes us human, yet every struggle exists as a story worth telling, like a hero's journey of symbolism that seeks to align and empower us if we are patient, courageous, and trusting enough to listen. Our triumph comes when we grow within enough to make conscious and informed decisions that bring mastery to our lives, our careers, and our relationships. We become the creative alchemist of our own existence, capable of transforming the mundane into the extraordinary." That is just wonderful, Dr. Higgins. Thank you so much, and welcome to The Interview.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Well, we are really happy to have you, and I'm very interested to learn about this technique, integrative energy therapy.
Yes.
So can you tell us what it is first? What is this?
It is a hands-on healing modality developed by Stephen Thayer, and it is designed to help us bring about an awareness of whatever issues that are taking place in our lives, a recognition that things are not always just biochemical. Things are not always as they appear to be. As multidimensional beings, we have access to an incredible healing power that does come from within. It comes from that awareness and that ability to apply that wholeness of who we are to whatever issues we may be facing. These may be physical, emotional, mental, or even life course challenges. However, there's nothing that is beyond the realm of possibility when we are tapped into this innermost source. And I find this modality particularly attractive because there are many forms of therapy that often require us to almost to wade through some of the heaviness or the tragedies that we've experienced, whereas this particular technique, the only requirement is the willingness to understand it and to release it. And it can be absolutely life-changing.
It's interesting to me because you work and were trained in the realm of the mind. And this seems to pull in aspects of the emotion or the soul,
yes,
if you will.
Yes, it does.
So tell us a little bit about how the technique itself actually works. It's hands-on. Mm-hmm. I know it's similar in some ways to Reiki,
yes,
but yet different. Mm-hmm. So for us people who are new to this therapy, can you take me kind of from A to Z on how it works? What would a session be like?
Mm-hmm. A typical session lasts about an hour. As you mentioned, it's very similar to a session of Reiki, but it begins with us setting an intention, something that we like to heal or shift or change. And again, that is that part of the awareness. We then call in the angels of the healing ray. There are 9 of them. And their role is very important. It's very specific because they help to facilitate an energetic exchange in areas of the body that we call cellular memory areas. Much like in traditional medicine, we think about trigger points in fibromyalgia, then the cellular memory areas are places where we tend to store specific energy, specific traits. You can also liken them to the different acupressure points in a person who's doing acupuncture. Because we know that at those different junctures of the energy flow in our body, if we experience blockages, then as a result of those blockages, we can manifest either emotional, mental, or physical illnesses. So what is very specific about each of these cellular memory areas is that there is a different angelic entity that works to facilitate the release of something that we're holding on.
If I'm understanding you correctly, there is a particular angelic being or entity, if we want to call it, mm-hmm, that works with each of those particular areas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And that works to facilitate that energetic exchange, the release of something that's being held there, and then the integration of the energy of the vibration that is more of our natural state. And I think probably the best example would be, say, you have a person who has the perception that they're unworthy, that they're undeserving. There's a specific angel for that particular site. And what is integrated is what we call innocence. It's that original state in which we're born, where we never questioned our worthiness. We never questioned our deservedness to be happy or healthy or entitled to the greatest desires of our heart.
So it's interesting that you're talking about emotion, if you will, mm-hmm, being held in a cellular memory.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So when you're talking about being back in that innocent state, sometimes is it not correct to ponder that sometimes, even as a child, when we reach out, say, to a parent with a loving gesture or in need of love, in that innocent state, and maybe the parents are busy or whatever, and they say, oh, no, right now, not right now. Even in those moments of non-intentional wounding,
yes,
we form opinions about ourselves, and we lose a bit of that innocence.
Absolutely.
And think that, oh, I must have been unworthy or unloved in our innocent minds. That's the opinions we form.
Yes.
So is this the way that some of our wounding gets held?
Absolutely.
Within the body?
Yes. Yes, it's a very, very accurate interpretation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So from this point, say I'm there, I'm lying on the table, and I've identified pre-session what it is I want to work on, mm-hmm, and I have an issue around self-worth. Or whatever the issue is. So then you would help identify that, or do you need to interfere in that, you as the practitioner, or do you just let the angels go in? Do you need to know?
Not necessarily, because there are plenty of times when people come into the session and they don't have a specific intention, and it is picked up by the angelic realm, and that is the place where they may experience or facilitate the greatest release of energy. And the technique itself involves my placing my hands at the cellular memory areas, and again facilitating the release of the energy and the integration of that vibration. But in that process, both the practitioner, myself, and the person with whom I'm working may experience a number of different sensations, feelings, sometimes there are even revelations that actually occur. Because in the process, there are often direct communications with the angelic beings around a specific issue, either to myself or to the person with whom I'm working.
So you've had people that you're working on say that they received a message.
Yes.
How?
Yes.
And does the message tend to be a surprise to them that they were even
sometimes
get a message, or
yeah.
And it's accurate most of the time?
Accurate.
It feels accurate?
Yes, it's accurate. And at other times, it's actually a validation of something that they're thinking or feeling.
Now, I love the quote you say, that we're all energetic beings, or more specifically, cellular magnetic attractors.
Yes.
Speak to that, if
okay.
you can.
When we hold a specific vibration, we're very much like the tuning forks that people use in music to tune their instruments. I think anyone familiar with them recognizes that if you take a tuning fork that's vibrating at a certain frequency and it's in a specific room, if you were to bring in a second tuning fork without even striking or manipulating that second tuning fork, it begins to vibrate at the same frequency. We are cellular magnetic attractors because those issues in vibrations that we are holding on to go out into our universe, and they attract to us the very things that, I guess, the very vibrational state in which we're at. And if we are vibrating in harmony with ourselves, then what we are experiencing in our lives is something very harmonious. But if we are vibrating at a frequency less than desirable, what we end up typically manifesting is something that usually brings about our attention, and it attracts our attention in order for us to correct that.
So when you feel bad, it isn't just about feeling bad or you're feeling ornery. Mm-hmm. It's not about, it's a message to us.
Absolutely.
Yes. And this is similar to the law of attraction.
Yes.
So
yes,
Esther mm-hmm. Hicks talks about, you know, being on that vibrational disc mm-hmm. and you run into cranky people and they're like, wow, there's all these cranky people. And then you have to say, well, if I'm running into some cranky people, I must be on the cranky disc.
That's right.
That's true. Okay. All right. So then go ahead. So we're on the table. Mm-hmm. You're identifying it. It comes in. Mm-hmm. Is there any physical response in the patient? What's the outcome like?
The responses as we work through those cellular memory areas can encompass a variety of experiences. Sometimes they are emotional. Personally, whenever I'm having this technique performed on me, I can't seem to stop laughing. It's just a very joyous experience. But there are other occasions when people may experience uncontrollable crying, but it's not necessarily a sadness. It's more of a sense of release. Mm. There are sensations of heat or cold, or again, those instances where people might experience their own clairvoyant visions. They might receive clairaudient messages. They might even experience clairsentience, meaning that they're feeling something.
Have you noticed with any of your patients that after receiving a session like this, that perhaps other things are awoken within them?
Mm-hmm. Very frequently. I've had instances where it has been our intention to heal or shift one issue, and the feedback that I get is that other things are healed as well. there are times when people will seem to go back to their normal lives only to find that opportunities begin to open for them because they've released whatever has been blocking them.
Right. So. And by blocking, just to reiterate, many times our belief systems that we have about ourselves will prevent us from seeing the opportunity mm-hmm. because we've already formed a belief, oh, I can't do that or that'll yes. never happen. Mm-hmm. So this is helping facilitate mm-hmm. releasing those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now you're also saying that the patient doesn't have to relive a traumatic experience or a disappointing experience. They don't even have to talk about it, really. They can just experience the healing without having to relive it.
Yes, yes.
And that's important, mm-hmm. I think, for a lot of people. Who,
absolutely.
You know, it's difficult mm-hmm. to go there sometimes and relive something that's mm-hmm. horrific or traumatizing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'd like to just talk a little bit also because I find it so interesting that you came from such a formal, traditional background. You Duke University and Princeton as a molecular biologist. You know, that's pretty mainstream science.
Yes.
And then on the other side, we've got some of the woo-woo, what people would call woo-woo, and you're working with the angels. How does that happen? How did you reconcile that? What happened within you? Or had you already been leaning that way when you were in your traditional studies?
I think to an extent I had always been leaning that way because I've always been a fairly intuitive person, but the more that I delved into the science of things, it became apparent to me that the science and the spirituality are actually one and the same. They're not the disparate entities that most people think that they are.
Hmm. And so, in your personal opinion, what are you seeing happen in the traditional medical field? Because I think sometimes when people hear us talk about these types of alternative healings, what immediately happens is, oh no, this is pseudoscience, and you know, you're going to try to dissuade people from going to the doctor if they need it or stop them taking their medication. That's not the message you're saying here.
No, not at all.
So, in fact, you still prescribe medicine when needed, right,
yes.
in your practice?
Yes, I do.
But what do you look for? How do you determine?
You know, there was a program I became familiar with when I lived in a different state, and I just thought it had a magnificent title. It was called Meet Me Where I Am, and I adopted that philosophy because I recognize that we're all at different phases of our journey, mm-hmm. and there are times when a traditional medication is the absolute most appropriate choice in a given moment. But what I am also looking for in the people that I encounter is an openness or a willingness to start looking at other aspects. Because I often tell people that when we are manipulating our biochemistry, we are addressing a quarter of our being. Because we do have the emotional, the mental, and even the spiritual components of who we are. And when I say spiritual, I'm not necessarily meaning religious. Again, I'm going
right.
back to everything that we believe in, you know, those beliefs that form our opinions about what matters to us. And so when I encounter a patient and I'm looking, we're addressing the biochemistry, but we're also looking at those other aspects that we can bring our awareness to so that we can then make informed choices, particularly if we've been operating under a system of beliefs that have been disempowering.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, which I also think is so important, and I really hope people listening can, if they do have a belief system around this, to maybe open their minds enough to entertain the possibility that we aren't just this physical makeup, that we do contain an aspect of us that's an observer, a soul,
yes.
and sometimes that soul needs to be addressed as well, that
yes,
there needs
it does.
To be a healing, not just on the physical level,
mm-hmm.
but on the soul level.
And I think it's that particular aspect that has caused me to actually make the shift more and more. What I find about working only in a traditional setting is that there are limitations around seeing people as biochemical reactions, and even how a typical workday is set up, there's no time in those interactions to explore those other aspects of who we are. And so we encounter people, we address their biochemistry, but we leave the rest of their being completely untouched. And, yeah. And to me, it's a very ineffective way of treating.
Well, and it can also explain the fact why the healing isn't necessarily long-term.
Yes.
You know, when we just treat the physical symptom, it's like the analogy where if we were a tree and one of our limbs were to develop, say, I don't know, what do you call it? A tree gets a sickness or an illness and it begins to rot. Mm-hmm. Our traditional Western medicine philosophy is really, we'll just chop off the arm or put a salve on it, but don't really address what created the rotting limb in the first place.
Yes.
And so that's kind of what you're speaking to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so what is your experience? So is it, do you find that people heal? And when I say heal, I'm talking about coming into a place of harmony and balance mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Yes.
Do you find that they heal quicker and that it is more effective when you integrate these particular therapies together?
Yes, I do.
And do you find that they're longer lasting, long term?
Yes, the results are sustained and there's a greater degree of satisfaction, you know, a greater return to life functioning.
Now, how many sessions do you typically advise somebody to have as far as if they're just going to do some integrative energy therapy? Is there a set amount? Or?
No, there's no set amount. Generally, there are three different levels of the integrative energy therapy. The first level tends to deal more with the physical and the emotional issues that we may be experiencing. The second level involves a little more of the mental belief systems, but then again, part of the emotional systems. Then the last level is more applicable to when we've got those questions about life purpose and life course. You know, you've got the people who are feeling like, gosh, you know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with my life, but I just feel like I've lost my way.
Right. So. And I think a lot of that is because they're not living to their heart's desire.
Yes.
What's really in their heart because they don't know, you know, and it sounds so weird to say that we don't know who we are, right? Mm-hmm. That we don't know ourselves, but really this is about helping them identify.
Yeah.
What's in that heart space that is really what would drive you if you had your way.
Yes, because you know, when we think about a person who may come to a psychiatrist, we're usually thinking about someone who's maybe experiencing depression or anxiety.
Right.
And those are two of the very most common things. But you know, my heart really goes out to those people who are going through life and they're doing everything that they're supposed to be doing, not what they want to be doing.
Right. And how many of us is that? I mean, mm-hmm. Luckily, I feel like I love my job, so I'm lucky, but I did for years struggle, and I also struggled with depression because of that, because I wasn't living what my heart wanted to live.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this is really, at the end of the day, about helping people to evolve.
Absolutely.
Into higher states of being, into their potential of what they're meant to be, and having the space with you in your sessions to really explore that.
Yes.
Not just on, and I love that. This is what I love so much about what you do, because it's not, you have the qualifications to help them on the mind level, you know, and on the physiological level, but then on the emotional and spiritual level.
Yes.
And wow, how's it get any better than that? Now, that's an access conscious question. Maybe I'll have somebody on in a couple of weeks about that. So, you know, at the end of the day, none of us are here, using your words, to suffer or to lead lives that fall short of what we most desire. We just need to get out of our own way and make sure that those creations are the most positive, and sometimes we need a little help doing that. And that is true.
Yes.
So I want to talk a little bit here in just the few minutes that we have left. I mean, we really have about 2-3 minutes. Mm-hmm. You're working with the angelic realm.
Yes.
And I know you were also certified by Doreen Virtue, and I'm sure our listeners are probably familiar with her.
Yes.
But so you work with particular angels. Is there an angel of yours that you particularly resonate with?
Yes. I feel this, I don't know, I guess this bond with Archangel Raphael. And perhaps it's because he is the angel of healing.
Nice.
His name represents that. But I think one of the things about him and his presence is how he articulates the purpose of the angelic realm. And there was a message that he had channeled to the, the developer of integrated energy therapy, that if you don't mind, I'm going to
I would
to
love
read.
It. Please share with us as quickly as you can, because we're running out of time.
Okay, and these are in the words of Archangel Raphael. He says, in a sense, if you could describe why we exist, it would be our intolerance for that which would limit you or disconnect you from your godliness. Our intolerance for anything that would inhibit or restrict the flow of the divine gift of life that moves through you. We have been called the angel of healing, and indeed this is true. Healing is a byproduct of our presence. It would be more accurate, however, to describe us as an angel of awareness and illumination. For healing is the byproduct of awareness, awareness of your true identity, awareness of your gifts, awareness of how lovable you are, and awareness of what exists in the world for you.
Can you imagine if we were all aware of how lovable we are? Wow, that was really beautiful.
What a different place this world would be.
Yes. And now, Dr. Higgins, I know you have a practice here in Sarasota.
Yes.
If someone would like to contact you about setting up a session, mm-hmm. of course, I'll be first in line. But if anyone wants to get behind me, how might they contact you? Do you have a website?
Yes.
Okay. So can you share that?
I have a website, and it's www.serenityservicesflorida.com.
Okay, so that's mm-hmm. SerenityServicesFlorida.com. And Florida is spelled out.
No, it's actually FL.
FL, okay.
FL.
Again, SerenityServicesFL.com.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and do you have a phone number at your office where they
yes.
might reach you?
I work from the Mind Spa Integrative Wellness Center, and that is at 5632 B Ridge Road here in Sarasota. The phone number there is 941-378-9959.
And again, that's 941-378-9959 if they would like to contact you.
Yes.
And of course, they can always check your website, I guess, if you have any workshops. I know
sure.
that you offer workshops from time to time,
yes,
or lectures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are just, again, just super grateful to have had you on our show today, Dr. Higgins. For those of you who are just tuning in or who may have joined us late, you've been listening with Dr. Cynthia Higgins on The Interview as she was talking about this wonderful healing modality called integrative energy healing. And again, not the views of our guest are not necessarily those of the station or the host. And please be sure to join us next week. And until then, may your interview be well.